Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Everybody, welcome to the first ever episode of Thrive Not Survive, presented by Create a Life You Love Coaching. Our guest today is Miss Olivia, and she is here in Wichita, Kansas with me. She is one of my close personal friends. And a side note is that she is one of the most positive people that I have the pleasure of knowing. And her nickname in our group is actually Sweet Olivia. So hello, Sweet Olivia.
Hello.
So tell us, just give us a little bit of background on you. Who is Sweet Olivia?
Might be crazy Sweet Oda this week, but no. It's so currently I am a stay-at-home mom. Fortunately, I lost my job in January. I was a director of application and exposure at a nonprofit here in town, but I lost my job at the end of January due to just my role being eliminated. It was almost a working myself out of a job, so it was a bittersweet end. My role was no longer needed. So unfortunately, like I said, that happened, but fortunately it happened before all of this fun COVID-19 stuff happened. So, you know, I realize there's tons of people that got laid off or, you know, struggling now. And I've had a few weeks, six weeks, eight weeks to look for jobs or figure out alternative plans and kind of, you know, put that stuff together and adapt to the crazy changes. So that's kind of currently what I'm doing now. I've got three wonderful sons. I've got a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And then I have an awesome firefighter husband. So, which is still surreal to say, cause we just got married in October. So we got the wedding and everything over with. So again, fortunately that wasn't in the midst of COVID-19. So we were able to have an awesome celebration and party. And like, I hear all these stories about these brides that are having to cancel their weddings and stuff or do it virtually. So it's such a strange time, but, I think there's some awesome things that we can take from it as well. So I think that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on. I don't know what everybody else is focusing on, but you know, that's, like I said, that's kind of what we're doing, right now. But, and then, I just recently started a travel agency business, and that's just kind of on the side. I can do it at home. I can, you know, work with the boys. So that's one of my focuses. I've started getting into crafts and doing my Etsy type stuff. We're talking about setting up an Etsy store. So this is awesome. The wonderful mug that everybody gets to win, but this was my creation for the day and played around with it. And so, yeah, trying to just dive into different things that I have a passion for. And, you know, cause in the past it's always been, I wish I had more time. And I think now I have nothing but time. So take advantage of it. So, yeah.
I love it. And I was so blessed to be at your beautiful wedding, and it just was a very unique day. I've been to many, many weddings throughout my life, and your guys's was so just heartfelt and very special. I felt very honored to be there. So thank you. So tell us in the comments, who is wanting to be a winner of that awesome mug? Will you show it again, Olivia?
And
so
I will.
We can see what it says, kind of hold it still a little bit. So in a world full of unicorns, be a bad arse. So Olivia, kind of
on both sides.
Oh, I love it. Like, am I eligible to win one?
Just kidding. Sure.
No.
You might know someone.
I know. I might have a, you know, contact that can make me one someday. So one of the reasons when I was kind of developing this idea of how do I help spread positivity and who would I reach out to, you came top of mind because I was seeing your social media that you obviously had a similar thought and mission in mind. So I wanted to connect with you and have you share a little bit about your groups. So the first thing I saw was your DPPPs. So can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah. So I think when this whole COVID-19 or, you know, quarantine happened, I would get on social media and I just felt like it was so toxic. I mean, I felt like everywhere you looked, you know, and I know media can be that way, and social media, you know, you kind of get out of it what you read and, you know, and take away with that. It's almost like being around a toxic person. So I was like, ah, you know, can we at least just have one positive thing that, you know, people can take from this or focus on? And so I've never been a big post, you know, person to post a lot of things on social media, but I just decided, you know, let's create this daily post that's called positive pandemic posts, you know? And so it's just one of those things that I post out there every day. What is one good thing, you know, that you're taking away from this? Because our lives have changed so much in the last few weeks or 4 weeks or however long it's been. I think we've all lost track of time. But, you know, every day I feel like you're taking in something or learning something about yourself or your kids, or, you know, even if it's, yes, the stay-at-home mom is kind of a pain in the rear, but at the same time, I think there's so many fun things that you can do with it that's going to, you know, help you and help them and teach them some things that they wouldn't get at school. And so like I said, I think I'm just trying to put some positive posts out there so everybody can at least hopefully read some positive things out of it. Cause like I said, if you sit there and just scroll and read, a lot of it is just like negative information, and we don't want it all to be negative.
No, absolutely. So if people wanted to follow the DPPs, is it like DP cubed?
Like, oh, the PPP. Riverman. Yeah. The PPPs. Yeah. That one is just a post that I post daily. So it's just, awesome. They would just have to follow me as a friend. Or, you know, I've got another page, and you may have been leading into that, but that I started, and it's called IAABA, which is short for I am a badass. Sorry, I'm going to cuss. That's just, y'all know me. but it's short for I am a badass. And that one started because I needed something for myself to hold myself accountable. You know, you wake up in the morning, especially during this time, you're stuck in the house, and there's certain things that I want to get done. It's so easy to sit on the chair, you know, Netflix and chill with the boys all day, or to not get anything done. So I was like, you know, I need to at least list my top maybe 4 to 6 things that I want to get done today, whether it be a workout, whether it be, you know, a professional development or something. So I started this page. You know, I think there's like maybe 8 or 9 followers, which is fine. I don't care. I do it mainly for me, but I do have one girl that is like, she uses it religiously too, which is awesome because her and I can hold each other accountable. So you post your goals, and then whenever you've completed them for the day, you know, you can either post in the comments, IAABA, which means, you know, hey, I got it done, I am a badass, or, you know, and if you did, I think there's a couple times I've admitted that, you know, I didn't get it all done. I thought I was, but it didn't happen. You know, life happens. So, but to me, it's a way that I can hold myself accountable, and other people can see it and say, you know, hey, did you get that done? Or how's it going? Or, you know, kind of check in and stuff, and just kind of keep people, I think, on track.
I love it. So we will totally link to that group for any of you guys that are interested. It's a free group. It's just a way to connect with others if you are seeking that accountability. So for any fellow badasses out there, we'll link that for you. Awesome. So, and then the other thing that I wanted you to talk about is one of your things that is holding you accountable that you're sharing a lot is your experience with your Peloton.
Oh my God. I'm sure all of my friends or anybody that follows me is probably about ready to slap me upside the head about Peloton, but I got a Peloton right at the end of January, and it was right, you know, right at the same time that I knew I was losing my job, and, you know, and I needed something, because with my husband's a firefighter, and so he's gone 24 hours and he's home 48. So there's that period where, you know, that 24 hour period that I can't go to the gym. And I've had treadmills, I've had bikes, I don't know if you guys have out there seen that little DB Method squat machine. I bought that thing and I've had all this stuff, and I get excited when I get them, and then I just kind of, you know, it ends up being a coat rack or, you know, a clothes hanger, like the rest of our workout material or workout equipment. But I splurged and I bought the Peloton because I was doing some reviews and stuff. And it's not even about the bike to me. I think it's about the community that comes with it. It's pretty awesome because, A, my niece, so anybody that you know that has a Peloton, you can ride with them. So my niece and I, we'll get on and we can video chat while we're riding, or we can do the same ride. We can high five each other, and, you know, and then the instructors are really talk about positive and just, I mean, inspiring. I mean, that's what you need to hear. It's not a coach. It's not a boot camp where they're going to yell at you and scream at you, but it's like, you know, they're yelling and saying, you can do this, get on this bike for the next 20 minutes, let go of whatever is weighing you down and just, you know, release it and stuff. So it's been really good for me because it just kind of lets me sweat it out and get it out. And they've got, I post most of my cycle rides, but they've got boot camps, they've got strength training, cardio, dance. You know, I did a hip hop dance thing the other day, and I channeled my inner Paula Abdul. I thought I was pretty hot stuff. But so yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, it's one way, and I've actually stuck with it, which is awesome. I think I'm about 29 rides from my 100th ride, which I guess whenever you get your century ride, you get a free t-shirt and everything. So it's just kind of keeping me motivated and everything. And so it's fun. But
that's awesome.
I promise I'm not being endorsed by Peloton at all. So I make no money from this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am very intrigued by them. I know a lot of people that have them that just absolutely love them. I have a tiny little house, so even if I set aside the money to pay for one, I have nowhere to put it. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was really cool. And that is one way that you are spreading positivity and thriving during this time. So you shared some time freed up, excuse me, with everything. And then you do have three boys that you are taking care of that can no longer go to school. So talk to us about how that's impacting you. Because as an educator, I know how that's impacting me and my peer group. So from a now recently appointed stay-at-home mom, or not stay-at-home mom, homeschool mom. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's, you know, they were on spring break. And so I think the boys, they never went back to school after spring break. So one of the toughest things for us around here is to get their mindset back onto school. You know, it's like, hey, I realize school was canceled, but you still have to learn. You know, I mean, there's still things we have to learn. So my 17-year-old was a senior now, but I think, and he's with his dad most of the time, so I don't take credit for, you know, what he's doing now, but he's a little heartbroken just because, you know, he missed out on prom, his prom got taken away, his graduation got taken away, and, you know, I mean, now his job's even got taken away because he worked at a restaurant and he was, you know, doing and working there. And so it's just, I think that's heartbreaking in itself. So trying to be positive for him and say, you know, hey, you know, I've reached out to family and friends and we've talked about, you know, are we going to do a virtual graduation ceremony for him? Or, you know, do we want to, maybe when this is all done, can we rent a location and, you know, and maybe in Pittsburgh and have a graduation ceremony for them? And I trust that the school is going to try to do the right thing. You know, I mean, you just don't know, but I just can't imagine being that age and not being able to walk across the stage. So I want to try to make it as positive and, you know, memorable for them. But at the same time, they have this crazy historical event that nobody else is ever going to be able to compare to, you know, during their graduation. So, and he's, you know, and he's such a a great positive kid and very helping. And my dad lives over in Pittsburgh. And so he stays over there and he's my dad's gone through cancer. And so Chase is really good about checking in on him and getting him groceries and things like that. So that's the 17-year-old. Now the other two, when I told them school was canceled, you would have thought that, they won every single video game console in the world at the same time, or that I told them we were going to Disneyland or something, because they were ecstatic. But we just got word that the Circle schools are going to, kind of start giving them some assignments and things like that. But the last couple of days, we've just been trying to keep it fun. I mean, we've been doing a lot of cooking. So, with cooking comes math and measurements, and we've even been doing some cleaning, because I told them, whenever you get older and stuff, that's one of the life skills that you have to have, and you have to organize and clean. And so we've done that. Today we implemented, we talked to them about a world tour that we're going to do. So we've set up we've mapped out every room in the house is going to be a different country. And my husband and I are going to be in charge of making a food from that country and a drink, kid-friendly drink or an adult-friendly drink, whatever it might be. And then the kids are in charge of telling us about that country. So they have to look it up. They have to, the 9-year-old got super excited, and he's already built a flag out of Legos because he went and he looked up the flag, and he's written out all these different facts. And so I think that's just trying to keep it creative yet exciting for them is the key. I'm trying to think what else we've done besides cooking. I keep telling them we're going to make homemade marshmallows, and I don't think they're going to let me off the hook for that one now. So that's going to be our next kitchen venture. So that might be a mess.
But how exciting. Yeah. I love that you guys are doing that. Cause they're getting just a different way of learning. They're still learning. I saw a post the other day. I should have put it in our little friend group chat. Because some of you guys have kiddos, but it said, as a student is graduating high school in 2030.
I live out by the airport, and the airplane is going by.
Yes, little Benton Airport up there. The meme said something like, a student comes home as a senior in high school in 2030, about to graduate, and says, "Mom, we're learning about, this COVID-19 back in 2020. Like, tell me about that. You lived through that." And the mom's like, "Oh my gosh, people are hoarding toilet paper and everyone was scared and we were at shelter at home. And it was just so terrifying. We didn't know what was going to happen with our jobs and just all this stuff. It was a terrible time." And then she goes, "Well, you were 8. Like, what do you remember?" And the kid goes, "Oh, that was the time. That was the happiest time of my life. We hung out as a family. We played board games. We went for walks." And it's just interesting, the perspective. So I love that you and Robert are doing that for the boys. And I hope that gave some ideas to anybody that's joining us on here. So thank you for sharing.
And anybody else, please feel free to share your ideas with me, because I think that's what's great about this time, is that there's so many different perspectives and ideas floating around out there that I think we can all learn from each other. And, and the fact that we do have social media to be able to share those ideas is amazing to me, because I think back to whenever I was in high school, what would we have done if this had happened back then? If we had been on lockdown in our houses, and yes, I probably would have been sitting in the corner talking on a telephone, but to be able to share like across the world to anybody, it's such a great, I think, just amazing tool that we have. We just have to use it for the right reasons and to keep every, make it positive instead of focus on the negative.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so amazing to see all these people coming together and sharing. I'm in so many different special ed teacher groups on Facebook, and everybody's sharing, "Hey, have you seen this website and this resource? And here's what my district's doing." And they're asking questions and they're supporting each other. And we all agree that we have not worked this hard since like our first year as a teacher. Because right now all teachers are first year teachers, and it's very, very time consuming and stressful. So if anybody is thinking that teachers are sitting home and twiddling their thumbs. They are misinformed. None of us are thinking that parents are home, like sitting around playing, you know, video games and napping all day with their kids either. We are all in this together. And I love seeing everybody support each other.
Awesome. I wanted to give a shout out to the teachers because I was talking to my niece. I've got two teachers in my family. And I was talking to my niece today and, you know, she's in New Mexico and they literally just today came out with the order that, you know, hey, school's done. We're not going back. Yet they, you know, the teachers have to step up and do this. But I think what people don't realize is teachers have to step up and do this. But if they have their own kids at home, because daycares and everything are shut down, I mean, they're doing double duty. I mean, they have to create, I mean, they've been basically put on the spot to say, you know, hey, fix this, make sure these kids learn, but do it with your one-year-old hanging around and crawling all over you in the background and, you know, and everything. And so it's just, I just say shout out to teachers and you guys have been amazing. And just being it, like I said, I've been able to ask questions and send emails and they've been responsive, all of the ones that we've been dealing with. And so it's just been, I just think it's a huge time for everybody to come together. And it, you know, besides those people out there hoarding toilet paper, I feel like we've all, you know, just kind of come to a different, I don't know. It's kind of cool to see.
I love it. Yes, I totally agree. Okay. So in a minute, we're going to jump over and see if I can figure out how to do look through the chat and the Q&A and whatnot.
Sure.
But so if you were to think about all the lenses that you, Olivia, wear, so you are a daughter, a mother, a wife of a first responder, mind you, as you shared earlier, he's a firefighter and gone for, would you say 48 hours at a time?
He's gone 24. So he's gone a third of the time, basically. Yeah.
So you're trying to navigate a lot of this, like a third of the time solo. And also maybe scared for him as far as, is he getting exposed to anything while he's out there as an essential worker? Navigating the homeschool life, just all the things that you're navigating, yet still pulling in this positivity and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. You shared with me, this is your first experience with Facebook Live. So welcome. Yep. And so what would be kind of like a one tip for people watching? How can they thrive and not just hang on and survive during this time?
So I would say for me, I'm such a mantra person and lately my mantra has been peace over pain and faith over fear. And so every time I think I want to get negative and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The other day I had a woe is me moment. You know, I had the day where I just was not having a good day, but I think again, that's when I got on my Peloton and one of the instructors that was her mantra. And she had said that, and it just really resonated with me. And so I was just like, oh my God, that's the best thing to tell myself every time, you know, it was just to try to, you know, keep that peace. And, you know, it may hurt right now, but there's a reason we're going through it. I'm a huge, you know, I'm a very faithful person. And so I just think, you know, you just got to have faith. It might suck, but what good is it going to do to be negative? I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's advice, but to me, it's just a huge thing I constantly tell myself, you know, peace over pain, faith over fear. And just, so that would be my tip.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we know that we'll put in the links your, I'm a badass group, right? IAABA.
Yeah. IAABA.
Good. And then if anyone connects with you as a friend, then they can see your DPPP posts and contribute with that and be lifted up there. Also, I got to know what's happening with all this stuff that's going around. So I just got back from Aruba and the airports were empty. And so as your travel agent side of things, are there deals right now? Like, 'cause I'm getting pretty cooped up could I go on and start dreaming big and being like, oh, this is the trip that I'm going to make? Talk to us about that.
Definitely. I know the travel industry has been, I mean, you know, the cruising industry, the travel industry has been hit hard, and it's, you know, as well as the hotels and the airlines. And so I think of this time kind of like a stock market, you know, when it's low, I mean, when things are hurting, that's when you want to start planning or buying, because right now they just want to get money in the books, you know? And so they're like, how low can we go for, you know, these packages, you know, packages, airline tickets or whatever. And so you can buy low. I know we booked a cruise the other day. We booked it for 2021 because it's like, hey, it's as low as it's going to be. And we can schedule out that far. So take advantage. Like I said, you can take advantage of the low prices. I think the other good note is if you book later, you know, if you want to book something for later this year, if all of this is still going on, the airlines, the hotels, the cruises, they're going to have those cancellations or those refundable policies, even though it says non-refundable. They're going to have those in place because, A, it's out of everybody's control. So, you know, so I think there's a little bit of a safety net there as well. So I know I keep going on and looking. I've gotten several requests. So I'm working on looking up some trips and trying to put together some packages for some people. And so it's been good for me. It's also been great. It's been a great time for me to have that time to do my, you know, just my studies. I mean, as far as studying countries, obviously I can't go there and experience it, but I can, you know, because of the internet and because of everything, I can at least do, you know, my certifications and get my study in and just learn as much as I can. So I can hopefully know what people want to know and be able to answer those questions. So, but yeah, I'd say if you want a trip, now's definitely the time to be looking, because I don't think prices are going to be any lower. And then I think whenever this is all over with, like you said, you're cooped up, I'm cooped up, everybody's cooped up. So it's going to be, I think the travel industry is going to explode and go crazy.
Heck yeah. So that's very exciting. I will have to jump on your website, which we will link, and find out what deals there are out there and start dreaming big and get something. I'm a big discount shopper. So
you can get on my website. It's a pretty basic website. Like I said, I just started building it and stuff, but if you have questions or if you have ideas for a certain trip or, you know, place that you want to go, definitely just shoot me either a Facebook message or an email, because then I can start. I've got several different vendors that I can pull from and kind of do a price war with them and, you know, try to work out the best deal for you that way too.
I love it. Awesome. Okay. Are we ready for some Q&A?
Sure.
Okay. Jennifer says it's hard for kids. You are absolutely right, Jennifer. It's a very scary time and it's a lot of stress and anxiety for us, but it's so important to connect to things like this to help our own well-being. It's the whole oxygen mask. We can't support the kids and help them feel safe.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a shout out for us. Are you ready, Olivia?
I am.
Terry says she's very proud of both of us for showering and getting all fixed up. So,
that's another positive thing of this whole thing. Think of how I know for me personally, how much money I've saved on my makeup and my hair products and just doing my laundry, because it's like, I'm wearing yoga pants and, you know, sweatshirts all day. I actually put a sweater on for you guys and jewelry on today. Ooh. So,
it's so fancy.
I felt like I was getting all dressed up for a date.
You know, it's a Friday night. Like,
I know, right?
Have something fun to do. Does anyone, I love all the love. Keep the love flowing. If anybody has any questions or comments, ways that they are thriving during this time period, share that with us as well.
One more plug. Sorry, I'm going to throw this for everybody that does like the mug and doesn't win it. I am actually going to be starting an Etsy store. I'm exploring how to do it and everything. We've got a name for it. It's going to be the Rusty Kilts.
Ooh.
So we're going to start that. But in the meantime, if you want a mug or if there's a certain design or something that you want, I can actually do these. So just shoot me a message and I will be happy to hook you up.
Awesome. I may have to get a logo to you and see if we can't make some Create a Life You Love mugs.
Awesome.
In the future.
Never thought, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Arla shares that the isolation is a little tough right now and it's good to see us. So I'm so glad that you were able to join, Arla. I wish we were on the dance floor this Friday night, but at least we are here. Terry got flowers and tomato plants to start her garden, and she has so much time. So using that.
That's another thing we're going to do with the boys. We're going to start a garden. So we're going to, yeah, we bought some seeds, and so we're going to start a garden and teach them how to grow things. So
that's amazing.
I think a lot of people are, because there was very slim pickings when it came to picking out the seeds. So
yeah,
I've seen
a few people on Facebook starting a garden. So that's cool. Terry, you'll have to come over and start a garden at my place, because I've got the, what's it called? Not the green thumb, the black thumb.
Same here.
My flowers in my flower bed are plastic and purchased.
You guys, as an estate, you guys down there in Riverside need to just start your little, like, do a community garden.
There is two that I know of.
Really?
So yeah, but I don't know how that works with social distancing.
Yeah, you have to sign a schedule of when you can go.
Yes. Oh, Krista has a last minute question. Do either of you use any meditation or focus apps to kind of help you focus on what you intend to? I have heard of a few, but don't know what works. So do you have any, Olivia?
Again, Peloton has meditation, and I usually listen to those at night. They've got a lot of different ones. I haven't been listening to just the regular daily meditations. I listen to the ones that help me sleep, because that's been one of my biggest issues, I think, throughout life, period, is I've just never been, you know, good at sleeping. And so I do listen to those. Other than that, I think it's just sweating. I figured out that sweating and, you know, I mean, working out, whatever it is, and just kind of letting it go, however that might be, is the best thing that works for me. And making a list. I mean, I've got to have a list again. Like I said, I think that's that whole IAAB. I always want to say IABA. So my IABA page is where I hold myself accountable. It's like, if I put it out there in the universe, I've got to do it. And so it's just, that's what I've been trying to focus on.
Awesome.
How about you, Chantel?
I love, I personally, Krista, I use, it's not so much a meditation app, but it's an affirmation app. It's called Think Up, and it's free. And it's on both Android and iPhone. And so you can either write your own affirmations or browse through their library of affirmations. And then you can record them in your own voice and listen to them. So that's what I listen to in the morning as I'm kind of waking up, and at night as I'm going to sleep. That's when your brain and your subconscious is most open to kind of rewiring those neuro pathways that you've created. So that's what I really like. But I also know Headspace is a very well-known. Sorry, I don't know how to.
You said the one is Think Up.
Think Up.
Okay. I had to write that down. I'll have to look into that.
Yes. Think Up is great. But then Headspace I know is good. We even use it in schools with kids. There's another one too. There are a lot out there, and a lot of them are free. You just kind of got to find one that works for you. But Krista, after you tried those two, if you still want more guidance, just let me know. You know how to get in touch with me.
I think there's a lot of good podcasts also that you can, you know, kind of reach out and look. And then Krista, I know you love to listen to podcasts. So I think that might be, you know, there's some good ones that you could, and I've got a few that I've listened to, so I'll have to share those.
For sure. I do know that Oprah and Deepak Chopra just released a free, I forget how many day, but it's a meditation free app to guide people through this time of uncertainty, because they know that it's such a need right now. So Google that, or I can see if I can find a link from the person that shared that with me.
And again, not to dwell on Peloton or anything or to focus on that, but I think that's also a great thing that we've seen come out of this whole COVID thing is there's so many businesses and companies that are offering, you know, I mean, they're struggling, but they're trying to put some good out there. And so I know Peloton is one that they are offering 90 days free. So if you wanted to get on and at least sign up and try it, you know, and check out what different apps, you don't have to have the equipment to do it, but they've got the meditation, the yoga and different things that you can do. And I literally just plug it into my TV via USB. So I've got it on the TV and I can do it. So, but I know that there's a ton of them out there that are offering the free trials for longer periods and things like that. So that might be something to look into.
Absolutely. Krista says, LOL, me and my podcasts. You love your podcasts. Mostly I think that you listen to true crime stuff. So maybe branch out a little bit to meditation. I do want to share that something today that I worked on a little bit. I've been working on it throughout the week, but today actually was able to pull the plug or hit the publish button, I guess, is I officially have a podcast now. It's called Yay. The Create a Life You Love podcast. And so I will be sharing the links for that and things like this. I'll take the audio and put it into the podcast, but then I'll also have some solo podcasts and some other things going on there. And it's just waiting for approval from all the powers that be. They have to kind of review it. So I'm not sure.
See, Krista, you don't need meditation. You have this. You have her podcast. That's all you need. That's all anybody needs.
My focus isn't meditation, but we will probably have some guests on there that know a little bit more about meditation than I do.
But it's positive. So it's, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So for the winners, are we ready? So we have two prizes. One is the fabulous mug. Yes. There, and we've got hand claps from Marla. She's excited. She wants one of the prizes. And then mine, the thing that I'm going to gift is right now, it is so important. Like the number one thing that you can be doing right now is gratitude. Because when your brain is in an actual state of gratitude, there is not room for it to have the stress and anxiety. It is like the stress and anxiety killer. And so I'm doing a 1-hour webinar kind of in late April. And I want to give away a seat to that. Before it was going to be in person, but clearly we cannot safely do that at this point in time. And so the initial thing is, oh no, what do I do? But then the great blessing that came out of that is the room we were doing it in was in Wichita, Kansas, and it will only hold 20 people. Beautiful thing is now Zoom holds 99 and it's for anybody in the world. So I am freely giving away these throughout the Thrive Not Survive podcast because there's plenty of room and I want people in there learning this.
We need to have a virtual dance party.
DJ Carbon has been doing them very regularly. And it's pretty fun. Last Friday night, Will and I tuned in and we turned like off some of the lights and we just like turned up the music and had a grand old time. Jennifer shared that work suggested virtual lunches. That's a great idea, a way for coworkers to still get together, or it wouldn't even have to be your coworkers if you don't like your coworkers, I guess. So yeah, that's a great, another good thing that people can tap
in. I know our group has had a couple of the, you know, the chat phone or the, I don't even know what they're called, but the video calls, Facebook, not Facebook, but FaceTime or I don't know what they, how we use them, but I guess it's Messenger Live, isn't it?
Yeah.
The audio, but we've done those and it's been fun. I think we need to figure out a way to keep everybody from talking over each other. I think that's the hardest part. We're also excited to see people that was just like, ah!
Right.
But
fun thing.
But it's always fun.
You guys who haven't used Facebook Messenger, the video chat. So Olivia and several people that are on this call right now and myself, we're in a group chat. And so throughout this time, we're kind of sending each other funny memes and just encouragement, just checking in on each other. But every now and then someone will call the group through Facebook Messenger. And then when you get on, there's little squares of everybody. And then you can use little filters and like make yourself look like a bunny or like you have a beard. And so that part is probably the most funny, watching everybody try on the different filters. The faces.
It's very entertaining in, you know, these times.
It is. You gotta do what you can do. Yep. Well, thank you everyone for joining. I feel like has been a great success for the first one. And Olivia, thank you so much for sharing all your positive.
I've had a blast. Thank you.
Good. Good way to spend a Friday night.
Yes.
So again, Saturday and Sunday, I have two different guests at 1 o'clock and Monday, someone else at 7 o'clock. So I kind of just put it out there to different groups I'm in saying, this is what I want to do. Does someone have positivity they want to share? And there's over 10 scheduled right now. And we're coming in every day. So people are anxious to connect and share positivity. So just follow along and there will always be free prizes.
Well, I will be tuning in. I can't wait.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to sign off. You guys have a safe weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.